Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last time I told you that we have to make a spiritual growth. In a physical sense, when a baby is born, the baby cannot be recognized as one fully grown up man. The baby should grow up healthy, and the baby should be equipped with education and etiquettes of the world. To make spiritual growth, we need spiritual food and drink. Chapter 6 of the Gospel of John says, the spiritual food is the flesh of the man of God, and flesh, the blood of the man of God, is the spiritual drink. I explained that the man of God is our Lord Jesus. And the Bible sometimes compares Jesus to little lamb, as written in Exodus chapter 12, which explains how to eat little lamb. People should not understand the Bible as literally. And the Bible says we should not eat the little lamb boiled in water or eat raw. The Bible tells us to understand the Word of God only in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible also tells us to make bread of the Word until the Lord comes back. Because once the Lord comes, we got no more chance to arm ourselves with the Word of God. Tonight, I'm going to tell you about the flesh of the man of God, a son of man. John 6:53 says, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. It means, even after we eat the flesh of the Son of Man, we have to drink the blood of the Son of Man to make the complete bread from the food. In this message, I will explain what is the blood of the Son of Man and how to drink it. This message refers to the message of the cross, which was delivered by our shepherd. I hope that you can understand it well, understand the spiritual meaning of this message, and eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood of the Son of Man and own eternal life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, well, to drink the blood of the Son of Man is to practice the Word of God by faith. It is to practice the Word of God by faith. To maintain our physical life, we have to eat, and at the same time, we have to absorb water. If we don't absorb water, there is no good digestion. Without water, we cannot maintain our lives. Some may say, I don't drink water a lot. Indeed, I drink almost none, but I can survive. Well, there might be. However, it does not mean that they don't drink water at all. The food that we eat contain water or moist inside. Our rice, soup, drinks. So even if you don't drink a specific water, you are provided the water in this and that way. I mean, if you don't drink water at all, then you cannot digest. What if you don't drink water at all? You cannot digest. And you will be very unhealthy. You need water to digest food, and you can excrete all the unnecessary things from your body. The same thing goes with the spiritual. In a spiritual sense, it's the same. The Lord says, my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. We have to make bread from the Word of God. We have to drink the blood of the Son of Man. So they have very close in the connections. As I told you before, if we don't drink water after we eat, we may lose our health. By the same token, if we eat only the flesh of Son of Man, or if we only drink the blood of the Son of Man, it doesn't give us any good things. We have to do both. So let me tell you why we have to do that. First, only by this, knowledge can turn into spiritual faith. When we show our deeds by faith, Father God can give us answer. When we receive answer, we can experience it. After experience, we have spiritual faith. Well, you learn many things, but only when you put it into practice, you can actually experience what you learned was true. For example, you skipped in on Sunday services. Now, I mean, there are people who attended the summer retreat or attended many different kinds of worship services or fasted and prayed. And after that, they experienced the works of healing and answers, right? Say, you skipped Sunday services. Now you heard that you have to keep the Lord's Day holy. The Bible tells us to keep the Sunday holy. And those who don't keep the Sunday holy has nothing to do with God in the Bible. If you keep the Lord's Day holy, it is to, you acknowledge the spiritual sovereignty of God, then you can be protected as children of God. So you eat the flesh of the Son of Man. Now, you decide to keep the Lord's Day holy. You don't make promise on Sunday. You don't do worldly things on Sunday. You just come to church on Sunday and you worship Father God in the sanctuary. That is to drink the blood of Son of Man. Now what happens? First of all, you kept the word, so the blessing will come to you, as the Bible says. In your life, the enemy devil and Satan will go away and you will be protected. And you will feel it. So you experience that when you live by the word of God, the blessing comes to you and Father God is faithful to keep his promises. And this experience becomes faith. Then you decide to keep other messages or words. So when you eat flesh and drink the blood, it will become your spiritual faith and your faith will grow up. What about the opposite case? Now you heard the word, but I have to do that, but you don't put that into practice. Since you don't put that into practice, there is no answer, hence there is no experience. Even though you heard the message, you cannot taste the fruit of the message. So the fruit cannot become yours. You heard that, some people kept the Lord's Day holy and they were protected. But that's others' story, not yours. So even if you know the Word of God quite a lot, it cannot guarantee you a spiritual faith. Do this, don't do this, get rid of it, keep it. Once you hear those messages, you have to keep them all. So, when you drink the blood of the Son of Man like this, you can make complete bread from the Word of God. James 2:22 says, "You see, the faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected." As you keep and practice the Word, your spiritual faith can grow up. You and I have done the same thing. We didn't begin our Christian life with the big faith. We used to have faith as small as a mustard seed. But we heard messages and we heard testimonies. We witnessed the works of God. And those seeds of faith were planted in our hearts. And when it was time to show our faith in our lives, we showed our deeds. Then, by the grace of God, we experienced Father God's word is accomplished in our lives. As we experienced that, we came to possess even greater faith, and then we were able to show even greater deeds. That's how we grew up our faith. We will have another moment to show our faith. Then, you have to make up your mind. I will keep the word of God, and I will experience the work of God. You got to make up your mind and put that into practice. Then you will experience the work of God. If you go on like this, even with the trivial thing, your faith will grow up. The experience does not, you know, it's not only the experience of healing works. There are many messages, many words of God. Do this and don't that, keep it and cast it away. For example, sinners stop sinning and obey the word of God, then trials go away. This is spiritual experience. You volunteered some works and you received the blessing of health. This is the same experience. You sow offerings and you received the financial blessing. You came to have goodness in your heart. Then the hearts of your family opened and they are evangelized. Through this and that experience, you came to have faith that, as I live by the word of God, I can truly experience answer. And it will become your spiritual faith. And when you face another trouble, you will try to find the spiritual answer and put that into practice, which means you have spiritual faith. Well, I have a member in my parish. There is her testimony. She is very old. She's been in this church for quite a long time. She received much grace and she said that she prayed a lot. She kept the Lord's Day holy. She attended all kinds of various kinds of worship services. She did her best. And, you know, she came to the Daniel prayer meeting. So she gave in a vowed prayer like 100 days. However, she was slow to change. So even though she had a smile on her face, there was in the darkness in her heart. So I kind of worried. So I visited her. So it's not the level of not receiving grace after, you know, hearing the word. You know, she cannot, you know, accept the word as it is. Get rid of righteousness and frameworks? I got no self-righteousness in the frameworks. Should I pray fervently? Can you find anyone who can pray as fervent as I do? Get rid of ill feelings? I got no ill feelings. Whenever she hear messages, she couldn't take them as hers. You know, other people tried to advise her, but then she couldn't, you know, grab them. She was eating the flesh of the Son of Man, but she didn't drink the blood. Right? I mean, it was even worse. She didn't even, you know, make bread of the flesh of the Son of Man. She was kind of, I would say, she was kind of picky in eating. So she cannot receive grace while listening to the message. So naturally, she, you know, fell asleep during the services. And she cannot pray fervently from the depths of her heart. You know, she was, you know, murmuring during the prayer time. However, in the rapid flow of spirit, she met the moment of God's grace. One day, as she was listening to the message from the message 2 years ago, I guess, she got sudden inner understanding. She realized that she was not good. She used to receive, you know, many, you know, refinements during, I mean, among her family. She used to say, you know, what you do is anyway wrong, even though other people were higher than in her position. Or she, you know, turned everything inside the house up and down to show that she was angry. Even though she was not, you know, saying that she was angry. You know, when she was, you know, turning everything upside down, you know, people realized that, aha, she was angry, and she, you know, other people tried to stop her. But she was saying, I'm not angry, I'm not angry. But she was just saying, turning everything upside down. Well, please don't misunderstand. Well, your senior can do something that is against the truth. So it is certainly wrongdoing. So it is wrong if you say that it is right. Well, Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. So what I'm saying is that, you know, what she did was not wrong, okay? However, she was wrong to justify her evil by saying, you know, what she did was wrong. You know, that's why, you know, I got upset and I turned everything upside down. She got hatred inside her heart, and she, you know, her, you know, she, you know, burst into anger, right? She should, you know, suppress her ill feelings so that, you know, she should not, you know, put her heart into, you know, word, in the wrong words and actions into practice. She had to depend on Father God, but she didn't do that. So she had to pile up ill feelings over and over in her heart. So anyway, one day she got great understanding from the message and started to repent. Well, before this, you know, she faintly realized that she got little evil. However, she was, you know, making an excuse that, you know, she was put blaming on the situations which drove her to do such wrong things. No, they made me get angry. They told me something, you know, I didn't want to hear. That's why I did that. So she was, you know, putting blame on everything around her. Well, she said, you know, I got no feelings, but I realized she truly thinks that, you know, she doesn't have any feelings. Even though we can see, you know, she got the feelings. So anyway, she got realized. And then even though I managed my Christian life, you know, I didn't put every word into practice. She realized that, and then she started to change. Now, when she listens to messages, she was much more humble. She was not picky anymore. She diligently ate the flesh of the Son of Man, and she put every trivial word into practice. So, which means, you know, she started to drink in the blood of the Son of Man. And then she realized that she didn't give aid to people. Well, she used to have, you know, a hard time in her family. So she was trying to even a penny inside in the corner of her house. Now she saves those, you know, little money and gives the money to her husband. You know, when she gave her money to her husband, you know, the husband got, you know, surprised, so, you know, he refused it. Not because the money was great, but what is going on with her? She has never done that before. Is there any other, you know, evil scheme behind this action? You know, her husband was, you know, kind of worried about her. So, why are you doing this to me? Well, you can be as you used to be. That's what her husband said. Now the time passed by and he realized the truth in her heart. Now, her husband, you know, saved what he received from her, and then they shared each other. So, she started to have many reasons for Thanksgiving. Well, her wish is to evangelize her entire family. Now, once she was changed like this, her family does not persecute her anymore. They actually, you know, support her to go to church. I believe that as she piles up, you know, good things, and her family will be surely evangelized. We know a testimony of a shepherd. Before she started his church, he experienced great things through his three daughters. When big troubles came to her daughters, he showed his faith to God and the problems were solved. About 35 years ago, when he was a student in seminary college, he came back home after prayer. And Pastor Myung Lee came to have an ooze all over her body. And the blood came out from the wounds. And Pastor Myung Lee got hit by a truck. And everything inside her mouth was all messed up. And Pastor Soojin Lee, she was not even a student, but she was hit by a high school student, and she fell down to hard ground, and she got faint. She got fainted. People tried to took her to hospital. And the doctor in the hospital said to take her to a medical center. However, once the shepherd heard it, shepherd took Pastor Soojin Lee home, but, she was in great pain. Well, to worldly people, it was the situation to bring all three daughters to hospital. Even Christians said that, it is to hinder the glory of God. You gotta take your three daughters to hospital. You got a stature, the skin, and you have to sanitize you have to give proper, an action. You have to take proper actions in the hospital. Your third daughter lost her conscience. In the worst case, your third daughter, pass away. Or she might lose, memory loss. Or some fatal disease. Even though people said like that, shepherd didn't take them to hospital. He didn't use any medicine. He just prayed and depended on God. Well, let me tell you what, our shepherd felt in that situation and how Father God, answered. Here when I say I, it means our shepherd. When I saw my first daughter and second daughter's face, an unconscious third daughter, I didn't worry, but depended on Father God. My wife didn't worry either. She didn't even mention hospital. Even the one who hit her, I didn't ask for any, money. I just consoled him, saying that, Father God would heal them. The high school student who hit Pastor Soojin Lee had a very poor family. He had to receive some kind of help. What about the driver? The driver was poor. So when the driver said he would pay for hospital, I refused it. And Father God worked according to my faith. After I prayed, the first daughter became healthy the next day. My second daughter and went to school as Father God worked on her. She went to school. Later on, her and the teacher wrote me a letter that as you didn't go to hospital, but you were cleansed and healed, and I came to believe in the living God. Now, third daughter was healed by Father God. She fell down on Monday. On Wednesday, she became conscious and went to Wednesday service. All glory be to God. When she fell down on Monday, I prayed for her as I came back from the college. On Tuesday, there was nothing improved on her. But I prayed on Wednesday, and, I prayed for her when I went to school and when I came back from school. And when I was about to go to, school on Wednesday, the third daughter woke up and said, "Isn't it the day to go to church?" She became conscious. And what she first thought was going to church. So I was kind of relieved from any worries. I realized the Father God touched her. Once, you know, Father God touches, everything works. So after school, I realized that she went to Wednesday service. This is what our shepherd said. It became great faith to our shepherd and his family. And the people around her also glorify Father God. Well, when we practice the Word of God, we can experience the works of God. As we give tithe, full tithe by faith, we experience blessing. Then we can make even greater offerings. We can cast off the world. Then trials and persecutions go away. And we'll receive, you know, spiritual, you know, confidence. As we love our enemies, then hatred disappears from our heart. So what if we believe in Father God's word and put that into practice everything? Then we can make bread of the word, every word of God in our heart. You may be curious. You know, I want to experience spiritual, I also want spiritual experience. But some, I feel like, you know, I don't have any fruit. Well, I gave offerings, but, you know, I don't receive blessing. I try to love, but I'm slow to change, and I still have hatred in my heart. Well, Father God is faithful. If you practice the word, then Father God pays you, and He will surely give you blessing. However, the answer is coming to slow to come. Then you got to find the reason. There may be, you know, a couple of reasons. Just like the case that I told you before, she said, you know, she was doing her best. However, she was not, actually. She was confused. She was putting blame on everything except her. She thought, you know, to solve the problem, and others should change. So, she prayed, please, Father God, let them change. She didn't have correct, you know, spiritual discernment. It can happen with you and your family, or with you and your children, right? Father, please help my child change. Father, please let my parents change. They don't listen to me. So, which means, you know, she didn't have, you know, spiritual discernment. Or people put some word into practice, but they don't do that with the heart of the truth. So they were short of justice. So say, to love the one you used to hate before, then you have to do your best to love the person. You have to pray so that, you know, the enemy can become and can receive blessing or some other ways. Well, it's not easy to do that to someone that you used to hate before. However, once you keep on doing it like this, eventually you will reap the fruits of goodness and love. Well, once you hear that and you have to give good things to the one you hated before, then you don't like to. Well, I can just give anything. Or you just give what you used before, or you give a low quality, you know, gift to the one you used to hate before. Well, it's rather good if it's cheap, but it's good. Okay? So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, cheap gift is not good gift, okay? So anyway, there are other cases. Some people put words into practice, then they pile up their rewards, but later on they complain, and they discard what they have piled up before. I work so hard like this, but they come always late like this. I made the same offerings to Father God, but I don't receive answer, but He received the answer. If you complain like this, then all the works, then your deeds that you have done will disappear. So, to receive answer, you have to put every word into practice. At the same time, you have to understand why Father God gave that message to us, and make us to put that into practice, and you have to make up your mind. Well, when you listen to the word of God and make bread out of it, and when you meditate on it many times a day, then you can understand it. Once you understand this, then you can put the word into practice, then you can overcome any after effects until the answer comes. You just remember how our shepherd experienced the healings of his three daughters. Let's compare it with ourselves. Well, Pastor Myung Lee could not move at all. Pastor Myung Lee, her mouth was completely messed up due to accident, and Pastor Soo-jin Lee lost consciousness. But he didn't worry at all. Neither did Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. Did they do that because they got no love for their children? Or didn't know the situation was so dangerous? Well, they knew that. They loved their families so much, and they knew how dangerous the situation was. However, more than that, they loved Father God. They believed that when Almighty Father God touches, everything will work. They believed that. They believed that Father God governs life and death and fortune and misfortune, and they give only thanks even in that situation. So even the situation seemed very dangerous, their faith was not shaken. What if our shepherd said, "Well, the situation is so dangerous. Should I take her to hospital? Well, if I take her to hospital now, she may survive." If his heart was shaken like this, then Father God would not heal them. However, our shepherd didn't worry at all. He depended only on God. So Father God gave him perfect answers. Well, as you put the word of God into practice, you may face some difficulties. However, if you depend on Father God who is alive and works, then you will surely receive answer to your faith. Well, think about this. Our shepherd didn't ask for any compensation from the driver or the high school. He rather consoled their heart. He didn't want anything in return. He didn't have any hard feelings against them. Well, it's not easy, as you can imagine. Even though they didn't intend it, it was a great accident, and there was a great loss to his children. His three daughters might have a disability problem. However, to receive the compensation is not sin. Well, indeed, it is your child. What would you do in this situation as a parent? In that situation, however, he got no hard feelings. He rather consoled their hearts with goodness. And he just said that, "Don't worry, Father God will heal them." Since he showed the goodness which could please Father God, his daughters was cleansed and healed. And even the teacher of his child who didn't believe in God came to believe in God. When we practice the word of God by understanding the heart of good God, then it will make it quick to receive answer. Well, you may say, "I don't do those things in good heart. Doesn't that mean I cannot receive answer?" You may say like that, but don't give up. You may listen to the testimonies of those who received answer, compare them with yourself, and then feel what you're short of. Well, they didn't have big faith from the beginning. They started with the faith as small as a mustard seed, but they kept meditating the word of God and put that into practice, and their faith grew up. Everybody has trials and errors, but they don't stop. That's why they received answer. Just like the lady who received grace eventually and changed in this flow of Holy Spirit. As you pile up small deeds like this, and they will bring good fruits to you, and you will surely receive blessing. So you have to keep on practice the word of God until you receive answer. Brothers and sisters, second, if we don't put the word into practice, when we say we believe, it is a lie. 1 John 6, verse 6 and 7 says, If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Which is, in the darkness, we don't follow the untruth of the world, but follow the word of God, which is light. And when Father God acknowledges that we are the children of God, then we can have faith that can guarantee us salvation. So, if you walk in the darkness and say, I love you, God, I believe in you, then Father God will say to you, you're a liar. That's right. If you truly believe, deeds should follow. As we keep the word of God, then we can receive blessing when we come in or when we go out. And we will sit on the glorious position in heaven, said God. When we depend on Father God by faith in everything, Father God promised that He would solve everything. As we truly believe this and depend on Father God, then this word will be accomplished, as said. This is faith. Let's say, we believe that when we drink when you are thirst, then the thirst will be quenched. Now, you got very cold water. But you say, well, I'm thirsty. But you don't drink water. Well, I don't think there is anyone like that. Well, if there is anyone who doesn't drink even when he is thirsty, it means he doesn't believe that drinking will not quench his thirst. Well, I have another example. Let's say someone says, when you go to the far city from Seoul, such as Busan, then I'll give you $1,000,000. Let's say it takes about 10 days to get there, and then you have to take the treasure and come back to Seoul. So you will take more than that. So you would take about more than 20 days, right? But you will surely go there, right? There will be $1,000,000 for you once you come back. When you are confident that you can get the $1,000,000, then you will walk for 20 days more than that. If you don't go there, then that means you don't believe that there is $1,000,000 in that city. Since you don't believe it, you don't care. You don't go there. The same goes with the going to heaven. We are saved and we became children of God. But once we meet our Lord comes back, we should never get away from this way of salvation. How can we compare our eternal life with $1,000,000? So if you know this thing, you will never let go of this string of salvation. You will cast off the temptation of the world, but you will keep the Lord's day holy and give full tithe. You will believe in the word of God and you will put that into practice. That's what happened in Manmin history. The church started with 13 members, with nothing. Our shepherd didn't get any help from man, but prayed fervently. Then Father God sent members and filled up the sanctuary. The church made the denomination. Even though there was a persecution and trials, we became one with the shepherd, and we started our world ministry. Once Father God told him to go to unknown country, he obeyed. And Father God let him meet many helping hands. So millions of people were healed and they were converted and they glorified Father God. Little church became a church with the 11,000 branch churches around the world in 36 years. Amazingly though, in the future, there will be even greater crusades and more countless works which will be done by the even greater power of God. Father God said, we will going to have Canaan Sanctuary and Grand Sanctuary and lead countless souls to New Jerusalem. To do that, we need the power of recreation. With that, our shepherd had to overcome many hardships while piling up justice. We know that. Father God gave our shepherd and to us great visions. We cannot compare with the $1 million. Once you believe it, then you will concentrate in the word and prayer, and you will take care of souls. Well, we had many happy moments since the beginning, but there were some, you know, sad memories too. However, Father God always helped us so that, you know, goodness and truth win victory. So we believe that we will see the glory later. Then, first of all, we have to discern goodness and evil and truth and untruth. We have to stand on the word and put the full armor of God. And we have to become one with love and goodness. We have to pray for others. We have to pray for the best moment. Sometimes we have to watch our lips and think. When we do that, things will go prosperously. There are people who are well armed by the truth. However, there are weak people, people with weak faith. Then we have to strengthen them. We have to give them the word of God. We have to help them come to worship services and pray together. We have been with the shepherd when we had the best moments. We accomplished world ministry. We had crusades. We spread gospel to Jerusalem. We were with the shepherd. Then we have to become one with our shepherd even in difficult times. Then when we see the glory of God, we can enjoy that glory together. Someone may ask this question. Just as Romans 10:13 says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, people are weak. They cannot keep every word in the Bible. But the Bible says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Why should I keep every word? Why should I put that into practice? Some may say, why do you put emphasis on the deeds? Are you saying that, you know, you can be saved by your deeds, not by the precious blood of the Lord? Well, the first question is to justify not living in the truth. They don't understand the Bible well. And the second question is regarding the wrong theory of salvation. So let me give you an answer. First, deeds. I mean, Romans 10:13 says, for whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It reveals the limitless love of Father God. Even a sinner repent and confess that he was a sinner and accept Jesus Christ as his Savior, then Father God forgives him and saves him. But some people try to justify their actions, not living the truth, with this verse. They say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord and they can be saved, that's what they're saying. And some people are deceived by that. However, as I told you before, this verse is not to justify the unlawfulness. Every word in the Bible goes in pair. So, Romans 10:9 says, before the verse 13, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It says, you gotta confess with your lips. Now, but verse 10 says, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Believe with the heart means eat the word of God by the fire of the Holy Spirit and understand it well. And at the same time, which is, you know, eating the flesh of the Son of Man. And it also tells us to drink the blood of the Son of Man, which is putting the word into practice. Then the sinners can become a righteous man. Evil man become a good man. So, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. It means, once you believe it with your heart and put that into practice and change, and when he confessed that Jesus is the salvation, since his faith is true, he can be saved. That's what these verses mean. There are people who don't believe with heart, but believe only with brain. They don't put that into practice. They still live in sin. Even they confess with their lips that Jesus is the Savior, your confession cannot be acknowledged, because their deeds and their confession doesn't go hand in hand. So, they have nothing to do with salvation. The Bible says, we have to eat and drink the blood and son of flesh of the Lord. But, you know, he doesn't drink and he neither, you know, eat. So we can be saved only when we believe with the heart and confess by faith. Now, second question. We have to keep the word of God to come to perfect salvation. But some people say, you're emphasizing on deeds only. Well, you may say it is a quite a strange question. However, there is a chance to misunderstand. So let me explain. I told you that those who truly believe in Father God live by the word of God. And those, you know, good deeds become the evidence of their faith. Without these, there is no evidence of their faith, so they cannot be saved. So those who say that they believe in Father God should be followed by the deeds of their faith. Now, someone who are not saved, when they say they can be saved with something else other than the precious blood of the Lord, it is completely wrong. Some people say, to receive salvation, I have to believe in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, but at the same time, you have to do certain things. Well, I say that, you know, faith and deeds should go together. But there are conditions. What they're saying is, to be saved, they gotta do certain things. Not just, you know, believing in the redemption of Jesus Christ and the blood of the Son of Man. Well, you have to understand that what they're saying, in their theory, they deny the redemption of Jesus Christ. So it is completely wrong when they say, you know, they can be saved even without the crucifixion or the redemption of Jesus Christ. You have to give offerings, you have to make offerings to be saved, or you have to receive certain kind of anointment to be saved. It is completely wrong. Salvation can be only possible through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who can become the Christ. When the enemy devil and Satan crucified the Lord who was sinless, they broke the spiritual law. So, Jesus broke the authority of their death. Whoever confesses their sin and accepts Jesus Christ as a Savior, they are forgiven and they become children of God. This is the hidden secret, the wisdom of God, the message of the cross. It was perfect success. So, Jesus Christ's cross is the only sole way of salvation. And Jesus is our only Savior. Only by this faith and grace of God we can be saved. There is no other way of salvation than Jesus Christ. Bible is very clear on this. Galatians 2:16 says, since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. By the works only, there is no salvation. But once you are saved, then you have to keep the word of God. You need the deeds. Romans 2:13 says, it is not the hearers of the law but who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. You may say, well, I don't live by the word of God perfectly, so I cannot be saved. You may worry like this. Well, everyone has different measure of faith. So, chances are that you are not perfect in living by the word of God. Sometimes you fail. However, if you make an effort to live by the word of God, then Father God says, you have faith, which is good enough to give you salvation. Even though little by little, if you diligently eat and drink the flesh and blood of the Son of Man, then you can be saved. Some people are quick to change, others are slow to change. But one thing for sure, they change. And they resemble Father God. Brothers and sisters, now let me tell you how to drink the blood of Son of Man. First, you should not put that into your brain only. You have to put it in your heart. There is a great difference. For example, talking about memorizing Bible verses. Well, if you memorize with your brain only, you may forget it. You know, even if you have knowledge about the word, it does not guarantee your, it does not guarantee that you can put that into practice. However, you make bread in your heart, then you will put that into practice naturally in your life. So, even though you may not memorize the exact word of the verse, then since it is cultivated in your heart, it remains in your heart. So you have to meditate on the word of God and understand the spiritual meaning and memorize it. Well, there was a Bible quiz contest, right? And our shepherd made example of the Bible quiz contest. The reason of Bible, quiz contest is to help our members memorize the word of God and cultivate them in our hearts. Once we memorize, we have to meditate on it day and night, which is to put it into our heart and cultivating it, and we have to put that into practice to make perfect bread out of it. If we don't make bread out of it, but just, memorize with our brain, we forget. So when we face a trouble, we are not reminded of the verse. However, even though many hours or many days pass by, once we cultivate the word in our heart, then, the Holy Spirit will govern our heart to memorize, will remember that. Some people cannot understand the word of God if they just try to put that in their brain. Well, those who have listened to this message quite a long time, they just expect what the message is about. They know the word of God is good, but they are short of willpower to put that into practice. Sometimes after service, they forgot what they heard. Since they got no willpower, the word has nothing to do with them. And later on, it's not easy to receive, inspiration. And every word is, same. Then they are bored naturally during the worship service. So, true, rest cannot be given to them. As I take care of souls, I can meet people who are still having the first level of faith, even after long years of Christian life. They, short of, willpower to put it into practice. So they are stagnating in their faith. Well, I remember another pastor said this. There was a lady. Her husband knows the word of God. He's been a Christian for long years, but he still takes the world and he does not live by the word of God. So the wife said, my husband doesn't have faith yet. But then the pastor said like this, well, your husband does not want to have faith. That's right. Having faith is not difficult. Father God will surely give His grace to those who try to listen and put that into practice. However, there are people who listen, but they don't put that into practice because they still love the world. So, they don't receive grace. Furthermore, they use what they know as a standard to criticize others. They judge and condemn others. But those who cultivate word into their heart, they not only understand the word of God, they also understand the spiritual meaning of it and try to accomplish it. In order to do this, you got to open your heart. You have to keep on memorizing important words. Sometimes, you know, people make a note of it. As you do this with a desperate heart, Father God will be pleased with you. And He will give you grace. And He will let you have the word in your heart by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's how Father God lets you, you know, understand love and heart of Father God. If you do that, you not only put word into your brain, but in your heart. It is a good case of making good bread of the flesh of man. But that's not it. You ate the flesh of the Son of Man, but you haven't drank the blood of the Son of Man. The important thing is you have to put that into practice. You got to remember the word, and you have to put that into practice in your life. If you're slow to put that into practice, or if you forget to put that into practice, then you will naturally become slow to making a spiritual growth. I have another testimony. She's a worker. She's been in the church quite a long time. But she didn't make spiritual change. But she received grace since 2013, and she is changing greatly. Well, before she became a worker, she was not faithful. She followed her husband to come to this church. Her husband was faithful, but she was not. She couldn't understand the word, so it was hard for her to attend worship services. However, to me, it's not that, you know, the word was difficult to understand for her. She didn't have any experience to meet God as her own God. And she didn't have any willpower to live by the word of God. Well, of course, now she is making great effort now. But one day her husband said, if you are curious or if you want to know more about the word, then ask me a question, then I will answer. But she said, I'm not curious about anything. She said so because she knew nothing. Then her husband said, you are not curious of anything? So strange. Well, I felt in the stranger too, so I asked him. Well, you come to service and listen to message, and you don't understand the word. But how could you come to a church like this? And she said, I received the grace of tears. What that meant was like this. When she sat down during the Daniel prayer meeting, tears came out. She was not sad, but as she sat down, tears came out. So she thought it was, you know, quite strange. She didn't know how to pray. She didn't know why she was crying. But whenever she came to Daniel prayer meeting, tears came out. But after that, her heart was refreshed. When she had a hard time, she cried in the sanctuary, then she was, you know, comforted. So she didn't know how to pray, but she attended Daniel prayer meeting. This was the grace of God. Well, when people cry, you know, their hearts got becoming, you know, refreshed. However, you know, if you were really sad and cry, then you lose your all energy. However, it is the grace of Father God to cry and the hearts got refreshed. But later on, as she listened to the word of God, then she realized that it was the expression of God's love, and she didn't know it. However, she realized that, and she met Father God through prayers. She realized this later on. So anyway, a year and 2 years came by, and she received duty too, but she didn't know how to change herself. She didn't know what it is to come into spirit by casting off evil. Then, our shepherd started to give intercessory prayer for people who committed sin since 2010, right? then her heart started to change. Even though she was late, she listened to the Seeds of Life 10 times, and she read the Romans of Three Kingdoms twice. Once she did that, her free will changed. I remember how she changed before she made that obedience and after she made the obedience. Before she made the obedience, she had such a strong self-righteousness and frameworks. Whenever she was advised, she didn't even try when it was not in accordance with her thought. Someone said, if you, insist your own truth, then if you don't give your love to your family, then their heart will be hurt. Now, praise them. However, she said, well, I don't find anything to praise for. How can I do that? I cannot say something which is not from my heart. She said like that. Of course, she didn't answer with evil intention. Well, she just said, she couldn't find any, conditions to praise her family. So she had her own standard. When her family didn't meet that, she, reproved, her family. However, once she made obedience, she was changed. She realized that she didn't embrace people. So she said, she was sorry to people around her. Before the obedience, I didn't see her crying during the message. But after obedience, whenever she listens to messages, she put blame on herself and cries. She changed overnight. Once she acknowledged herself like this, she now understands the word of God. She is so happy, and she is keep changing right now. Well, I once again experienced the power of recreation. The power of recreation is to govern and change the weather and temperature, and as well as the heart of people. And these kind of works are taking place to those who obey. What will happen once our shepherd accomplished 100% of power of recreation? I was thrilled. Well, she used to listen to the word with only her brain. By force, actually. Well, she came to church because her husband asked her to come to church. So she didn't have any intention to meet God. She didn't have any reason to live by the word of God. So whenever she listened to the word, she couldn't hear it well. She sat by her husband, so she heard some messages, but she thought, I got nothing to do with the message. So she didn't receive any grace. However, Father God gave her the grace of tears. She came to church. Without it, she could have left the church. However, she became a totally different person once she changed. As she listened to the message, to accomplish the word in her heart, the Holy Spirit gave her inspiration so that she could understand the meaning of the message. She put blame on herself, and she receives grace no matter who says anything. Brothers and sisters, there is a big difference like this, putting the word into your heart and your brain. Now, is she putting every word into practice? No, she is not. Well, she has a longing heart to acknowledge herself by breaking her pride, but it does not mean that she cast off all evil. Sometimes she is sad, and she got disappointed when she realized that she didn't cast off certain evil. Sometimes she said, she was sorry, not changing well. However, those who listen to the word with her heart, with their heart, they got the right attitude. I mean, if you have this kind of attitude and you are sad because you are slow to change, well, don't be. Just cheer up. And once you keep on doing it, the Father God will surely give you grace. Now, you have to make an effort to drink the blood of the Son of Man. As I told you before, even if you ate the flesh of the Son of Man, if you don't drink the blood of the Son of Man, you cannot digest the flesh. You listen to the message and inspiration, but if you don't put that into practice, you cannot live by the word of God. Especially if you're a worker, you will be depressed because you don't obey. You have a feeling of not obeying. Well, if you keep on doing it over years, then you will become a just ordinary churchgoer. It does not mean that, you know, just, you know, novice Christian. There are some workers who are quite busy in doing church works. So even though you live a busy life, you have to take time to meditate on the Word of God. And whenever you have time, you got to pray and put that into practice. Most of my members try hard to put every word into practice. There are some, you know, wise methods. Let me introduce them to you. A senior deaconess finds herself, she doesn't forget it. She puts what she found, make a note on a post-it, and put it in a room. She doesn't affix those post-its on every place in her house to consider her other family. You may think just the post-it does not bother people, but, you know, she doesn't want to get, you know, her benefit only. So she tried to be, you know, considerate to her family too. So she puts the post-its on her, you know, refrigerator to change herself over time. So as you do like this, then sometimes you may forget, but those in the post-its will remind you of what you have to change. So it will help you. Now, another deaconess write down, make a note on a sink in the kitchen. She make a note of what she listened to during the service, and whenever she washes dishes, she reads it and put it into her heart. Some people make the wallpaper on their cell with the message that they heard. So they check their hearts whenever they look at the screen of their cell phone. No, sometimes, you know, they skip what they wrote on the wallpaper on their cell, but one out of 10, you know, they would look at those messages on the wallpaper of the cell phone, right? Students are busy to meditate on the Word of God. And there are students who purchased one little note and write down every message that, you know, they hear and put it in their school uniform. And during the lunch time or on their way home or when they are waiting to cross the road, they read the what they make note of the messages. Now, there was a student who read, "Give thanks in everything." Then she asked herself, "How many times did I give thanks? I should, you know, give thanks from now on." So she tries to find any reason to give thanks. Well, and she found another message, seek for others' benefit. And she tries to put that into practice in small things, like, you know, helping, you know, poor children. I mean, poor friends. You can change like this much quicker if you have if you have any actual, you know, points of the message that you can put that into practice. You know, it's vague to say, you know, I have to accomplish spiritual love. Well, to put that into practice in your actual life, first of all, you have to get rid of hatred. To get rid of hatred, you have to love the one you used to hate before. To love the one you hated before, then you have to greet the one first. Then you have to have a plan like this in detail. You can make great results after that. Once you make effort like this and make this as your habit, then you will eventually think of those messages in your life, even though you don't write down. Some of you may say, I know I have to change, but my hearts are so troubled, so let me take a rest a little bit and I will do it. Sometimes you come across with the thing that you cannot solve with your own might. You know that you have to rejoice and give thanks in all things, but sometimes you find it difficult. So people try to solve the stress with their own strength. However, Christians should kneel down. Once they do that, then they will receive strength from somewhere. I believe all mommy members have this kind of experience. You expected to receive some grace and went to Daniel prayer meeting, but you came home with empty hand. However, if you pile up prayer like this over and over, then you will eventually win victory. If you look back on your life, then you will realize that you have been changing thanks to messages and prayer. As you read the Word of God, you got strengthened. As you pray, you can feel the heart of God. And you can be comforted by Father God. This is the evidence that we are the son and daughter of God. Now we will have a very special moment. From October 1st to the end of November, there is a Bible reading competition. And we will have two consecutive, special Daniel prayer meeting. It's a precious moment to concentrate on the word and prayer. Now please hold on to this opportunity. Those who need strength, make up your mind. Take this moment to receive spiritual grace fully. You witnessed it in Mammin Summer Retreat. Even though Shepherd was not with us, Father God surely loved Mammin and guaranteed the power of the shepherd and showed us the amazing healing works. He even changed the weather, adjusted temperature. The power of the shepherd can take place even in a space. Those who became one with the shepherd can experience the works even though they are far from the shepherd. I believe Father God will give us that kind of grace for sure. We have to cheer up each other. We have to pray fervently. To make bread of the Word of God, it cannot be done by man's ability. We need inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We need fervent prayer. We need Father God's grace and strength to cast off evil from our heart. And on top of that, we need our effort to believe in the word and to put that into practice. It is to drink the blood of the Son of Man. As we read the Bible, make knowledge cultivated in our hearts, then we can say we make bread of the word. Once we do that, we can see the change. Truth will come in our heart. Truth will leak out from our heart. Our deeds, words, heart, our foundation will change. As our soul prosper, everything go well, we will receive health. As our spirit and soul prosper, we will be given spiritual faith and we will reach the mature measure of faith. If we take in good food, our body will change and become healthy. Father God created us in the image of Father God. Recovering that image is our Christian life. That's our goal, to enter New Jerusalem with that image of God. Let me conclude this message. I told you about eating and drinking the flesh and blood of the Son of Man. To drink the blood of the Son of Man is to put the Word of God into practice by faith. We need practice to turn faith as knowledge into spiritual faith. And second, if we don't put that into practice, we'll become liar. I told you that we have to put the Word in our heart, not in our brain. And we need practice. We need our effort. As we do so, the truth will come to us. Untruth will go away. Our spirit and soul will get along well. And our faith will grow up, and we will eventually recover the image of God. As we read the Bible, we can have many understandings. What I understand now is how different the lives of people of God and evil people. Their ends are completely different. Evil people seek for their own benefit. They deceive others. They always do things for their own benefit. So sometimes, you know, from time to time, you know, they look in the prosperous for that moment. Worldly people say they are wise. However, their end is they receive judgment for sure. They cannot escape from the judgment of God. They will pay for what they did until they have paid up the last cent. But people of God live in the darkness, following the truth, so they may experience persecution and difficulties. Worldly people say they are foolish. They don't seem to receive blessing on this earth. But to remember that due to blood and sacrifice of those who died martyrdoms, in the kingdom of God was greatly accomplished on this earth. Father God never does do something by experiencing loss. He never changes His promise. That's why we believe that goodness and truth and sacrifice of our shepherd will surely will be revealed, and He will accomplish the 100% of power recreation. Then we will accomplish the whole world mission. What do we need most then? There are many things, but first of all, we need many workers who stand on the truth and support the church, who can fight against the Antichrist and win victory in the battle. We should become not just ordinary soldiers, but elite troops. We have to make the full armor of the Word of God. We should be ready to fight against any kind of enemies. I can see that Father God is making every one of Mami members as spiritual elite troops. In less than a half year, you became wiser, you become healthier, you are finding answers in the truth. You look back on yourself, and you are not shaken in faith by believing in Father God and the Lord and Shepherd. You make up your mind to live by the truth. Father God is pleased with you. Now, you should become one with words and prayer all the more. We have to take care of our souls, and we should become in the truth. We have to expect great blessing that will come to us. And we have to drink and eat the flesh and blood of the Son of Man. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have full measure of faith and rejoice together with the Lord when the Lord comes back to take us back.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines, Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as cold and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.